Yeah, vacation. Maybe good for the go-go's, but not necessarily for most Americans. A Marist poll this year has found that only 45% of respondents plan to take a vacation this summer. Now, it's hard to extrapolate exactly what's going to happen in the vacation economy from that, but it is the lowest number in the survey's 11 years. So what's it all about? Professor Wallace Huffman is a labor economist with Iowa State University. He joins us from Pittsburgh, where he's not on vacation. He's at a conference. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
And Lee Burbidge is chief people fool at the Motley Fool, where employees are compelled to take vacations, Lee?
Yes, good morning.
I see. So you can get fired for not taking some time off?
Yes, you have to stick to our strict policy.
I see. A strict policy at the Motley Fool. There's an oxymoron for you. Anyway, thanks to both of you for joining us. Professor Wallace Huffman, what's the importance of a vacation to, first of all, the U.S. economy?
Well, there are several dimensions here, but one is you can view it as investing in your future productivity, that is, the workers' future productivity on their job, which has benefits to the employer. But in particular, after you've taken a vacation of a week or two and really gotten away from your work, well, your productivity will rise in the following weeks quite substantially. It might be 50 or 60%. Also, by getting away, it allows you to free up your mind, kind of get reinterested in work when you come back and avoid long-term burnout. There are a number of people who don't take vacations who really burn out in middle age, and they're quite unproductive and uncooperative on the job kind of thing. You also have that the general health status may improve. It cuts stress, and also it improves attitude. You may have some fun also as part of this process.
Fun. I'll have to look that up. Professor Wallace Huffman, labor economist at Iowa State University. You know, I've worked in jobs where the employer actually was very, very interested in making sure that me and my colleagues took vacation. And I've also worked at jobs where every hour off was viewed as a subtraction from the productivity in the office. How do employers differ? Is it by trade? Is it by industry in their orientation to this issue of vacation as something productive?
Well, I haven't actually researched that particular dimension, but you do have some jobs require coworkers to be present in order for the work activity to be completed. And this would include like assembly line operations. And so when an individual is away, that's a much more disruptive process. But if individuals are working somewhat independently of one another with projects that they're working on, then they don't have an impact on their coworkers. Also, some employers might actually have a shorter-run interest in the productivity of their workers rather than the long-term interest of thinking that they're going to be here for 20 years.
So in some sense, vacations is a way of employers testing the redundancy of their workforce or the ability of people to actually fit into roles that, it's a test of the flexibility of the workforce on some level.
It's not necessarily just a test. It's a fact that particular production processes require a particular organization of work, and in particular, those firms have a lot of independence of the worker. They are going to see vacations more important. More generally, you would find it jobs where individuals have a lot of education. They're going to have more independence, and it's going to be really quite important that they take vacations periodically to keep their creativity up, to see new ideas, develop new technologies and things like that.
So, Lee Burbidge, you must be a pretty creative fellow then, right? With a lot of education.
I was keying on Professor Huffman using the word fun. I mean, we certainly try to take that angle to our policies and practices as well. I mean, we do two pretty interesting things, I think, at the Fool. First, we don't track the number of vacation days anyone is taking, so we let people take what they need because we think that people can make their own decisions about how much time they need and can come back charged up. But we do once a month put everybody's name in a hat, pull a name out, and if your name is chosen, you have to take 2 weeks off. And it's really for a lot of the reasons that Professor Huffman's indicating.
Lee Burbidge is a chief people fool at the Motley Fool. You guys do a radio show over there, right, Lee?
Yeah, we do have a radio show.
So you need radio hosts maybe sometimes.
Sure. Well, we're always looking for great guests, John.
For great guests. Oh, thanks. All right. Guests, Mr. Hockenberry, please don't apply. But, you know, how would you say the culture at the Motley Fool really reflects this attitude over vacations, other than these rituals that you've talked about? What do you think makes it feel different if I were to just sort of show up?
Sure. I think it's a culture of trust. And so, you know, when I look across kind of the working condition in America, a lot of the people that I meet and talk to are operating, I think, with guilt and fear. You know, I think we're conditioned from a pretty early age to think that someone's watching us, someone's tracking each day I take off. Maybe I'm worried to take time off because someone else might be able to do my job better than me. And so when you get an atmosphere like the Fool, where people trust each other, we have a culture of fun and more like family, then you feel good about taking time off and encouraging others to do that as well. And I think that's unique in the U.S., unfortunately. Hmm. People are worried about their jobs, and they are maybe nervous to take time off.
Lee Burbidge, who's probably going to either get or give a hug today, is chief people fool at the Motley Fool, where employees are forced to take vacation time whether they want to or not. Professor Wallace Huffman, before we go, is fear a productivity inhibitor or a productivity enhancer?
Well, fear is a productivity causes harm to potential worker productivity. They can be afraid, in particular these days, they're afraid of losing their job, and that can kind of paralyze them, and they just won't follow normal routines in particular. They're afraid if they leave that somebody might complain about something not getting done in particular. So
right.
This fear dimension needs to go away. They need to be in planning to have a long-term relationship with their company. And
Professor, do you have tenure?
Yes, I do.
There we go. There we go. Long-term relationship right there. Professor Wallace Huffman, labor economist with Iowa State University, talking about a Marist poll that shows the lowest in 11 years. Only 45% of respondents plan to take a vacation this summer.
Let's take a boat to Bermuda. Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.